Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. And let's do this. Before we begin, I would love to welcome KSZL in Victor Valley, California, to the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. How about that? We really appreciate you carrying Senior Care Live, and I hope the information will help all of the good people listening to our newest affiliate station, KSZL in Victor Valley, California. Welcome and thank you. And with that, would love to introduce my friends and special guests, Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They are the founders and operators of an amazing company called Bath Wizard. And Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
All right. Hello. I hope you're doing well. I know you're doing well because we've been talking off air just a little bit. If you want to reach out to Bath Wizard, you need to pay attention to this. We have a big announcement today. It's 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. Or you could also go online at bath-wizard.com. Bath-wizard.com. And I understand that we have a big announcement today, and you are just in the beginning stages of expanding Bath Wizard.
A new website coming soon, Bath Wizard USA.
Okay.
So in the next couple of weeks, that should be live.
Nice.
And to help with our national expansion plans.
Okay, very good. So how are we going to expand nationally?
Great question, Steve. So first thing, we had to put all of our systems together, and a lot of people were attracted to what we're building, what the Bath Wizard way is, what that final product is, getting 5 stars for our customers. And now we're trying to figure out how do we best get that in other places. I think we finally cracked the code on how to do that.
We call it franchising reimagined until we come up with a better name, but
okay,
it's a whole new way. It's actually a whole new way of doing commerce, and for those sitting at home wondering what that's about, it's essentially how business should be done in our eyes. And I think we're going to have many imitators across many different industries, but it's going back to the basics, buying from the local guy and having a local connection and a local heart and a local pulse, and knowing who's installing your bathroom, knowing who's selling your bathroom, money staying in local communities.
Now, wait a minute, Chris. This sounds really old-fashioned.
Yeah, it's revolutionary.
And it's talking about keeping talent in the local area. So it's helping educate that next group. So we love the ideas of trade schools, but there's a lot of people, whether they're 18, whether they're 38 or 58, that are getting into wanting to figure out how can I install and generate good income for my families? And there's a lot of in all reality, there's a lot of six-figure opportunities within this system of people getting involved with the Bath Wizard franchise.
Okay,
All right. So how would, okay, so I guarantee you there, I can feel it right through the airwaves. Some ears just perked up. So if someone wants to learn more about how can I bring a bath wizard to my small town, right, to my hometown, and people locally can do business with me and have their bathrooms remodeled and put in the walk-in showers and all the things that we usually talk about. How would they go about doing that?
Well, our phones are answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's 1-800-298-5914 or bath-wizard.com or soon to be Bathwizard USA.
And we've tried to do a very good job of analyzing the market. That's one of my favorite things, one of our favorite things as an organization. And if you look at that kind of a bell curve of what exists in America, what are the sizes of cities? What are the sizes of towns? And you know, we've kind of divided up everything into about five different sizes, probably cities under 1,000. That might be a little too small, but we think, you know, the sweet spot is you're starting to get in that 5 to 10,000 would be around the smaller size, but those are perfect.
Okay.
Another correlation we've noticed that we were just in one this morning speaking at a Lions Club. There's, you know, places that have a community college, places that have some physical brick and mortar banks in town. Places that have a main street or places that want a more thriving main street. These are perfect places for Bathwizard to go as a franchise.
So 5-10,000, what would be on kind of the upper side, do you think?
Well, that 5 to 10,000, the town we were at this morning, it's a town of 10,000 people, but within an hour's drive is, you know, three or four or five other towns exactly like it.
Okay. So okay.
It would be a service area of essentially 30 to 60 miles.
Okay.
So as we break it down across the United States, it's 30 or 60 or 120 mile blocks, depending on how deserted or how populated.
And so tell us, what would the franchise do? So what would Bathwizard offer in their neighborhood, in their community, in their small town?
Well, a guy in a small town America doesn't have access to tens of thousands or millions of dollars in ad buy or ad creative. And that's really what they're getting from corporate would be a silent partner, essentially.
Okay.
And we've had a lot of people who have already just begun to ask questions and inquire. The number one thing people are wanting is they said they want their hand held through the process. They want to make sure that they learn everything. So we're building the training modules of bringing people into town, into Kansas City for multiple weeks to make sure that they feel really comfortable with the software, comfortable with going out in homes and inspecting like they would if they're in their own hometown. So we want to make it a hands-on learning experience, give it a little classroom.
And with technology bringing us, bringing corporate back to their hometown with them. So essentially we're there with you, not like Big Brother in a creepy way, but in a helpful way.
Yeah. Well, training is everything because you have created a very successful model in the Kansas City marketplace. It clearly works. We've talked about you are fully vertically integrated from buying the raw material to building the actual custom product right here. Again, old fashioned in America. Oh my goodness. Right. And then it's a quality product and then installing it yourself. You don't use all of the subcontractors. They're master craftsmen. And then you back up your work with the double lifetime warranty. So you've created that model and now you need to duplicate that model, which is so I'm going through the same thing, franchising my business, Senior Care Consulting. So this is your baby. It makes you a little bit nervous because people are going to have to do it right. So that then forces you to provide some phenomenal training to make sure that they are duplicating the exact model in their local town.
And part of the formula that we're trying to accomplish is we're looking at some of the challenges that exist with other franchises or traditional franchises. We've mentioned this being a franchise of the future. When we look at some of the challenges of in 6, 12, or 18 months of existing similar industry franchises that go out of business, you find that some of it is it's the burden of finding all the labor for the office. And if you've got an office of 3, 5, 10, 15 people, you make a few mishires, you can have a real challenge on your hand. And that could be lead to the demise of your franchise location. Mm-hmm. For us, we're trying to provide more corporate support to allow that office to be leaner and to have lower overhead, which ultimately allows for better cash flow. At the end of the day, what's the take-home pay? And that's really what we're focusing on, is trying to make it very profitable for the operator.
So a high profit margin, and you would reduce some of your operating costs, because you, it sounds like you're going to centralize that in your corporate office.
Correct.
Okay. See, that's so smart. It's old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned. An old-fashioned handshake model.
There we go. There we go.
To us, old-fashioned means the ability to look someone in the eye and know that you're doing a good job. So we do that with our customers now. I always tell everybody, whether they're a sales designing and consultant person, or if they're an installer or someone in the office, whoever is our customer, that could be our neighbor, it could be someone from church, it could be someone else's cousin or mother, we want to treat them like we would treat our own family. And the same goes for this franchise operator. We want to be able to look them in the eye, shake their hand, and know that this plan that we put together is something that they can trust us with, so that their family can trust them for going on this endeavor.
Well, and it's a huge deal. When you are working, especially in a smaller city, everyone does know everyone, by the way, right? You're serving your own family, like you said, your neighbors, someone who owns the business down the street, et cetera. You have to do a good job. You want to be proud. You want them to refer their friends and family. And again, keep saying old-fashioned, but old-fashioned works. So if this is resonating with you, reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bath-wizard.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. Most big box store bathroom products are built with planned obsolescence in mind. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Most big box store bathroom products are built with the planned obsolescence model. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. We're talking about, and we've discussed this before, planned obsolescence, poor construction, cheap prices, cheap products. You get all of that at the big box stores in aisle after aisle of it, stuff coming in from foreign countries. It looks nice. If you cut it in half, it's about 2 millimeters thick, and it's gonna fail fairly quickly. And that's planned obsolescence. It'll go for a while, and then you have to replace the thing.
Right. And I think we talked about before, even at my own home, we're on our third dishwasher in 10 years.
Yep.
Which is, yeah. I mean, that's a little absurd. That's planned obsolescence.
You're doing worse than I am. I'm on my third one in 16. So so I got a little luckier then. But, you know, this whole idea of planned obsolescence, I was reading a story on social media, and there's this HVAC technician, and he always takes pictures of the work that he does. And it's great advertising, by the way. He said just this one thing, and now the customer has cool air again. So it's just really cool. But he had a shot of this dinosaur of an air conditioning unit outside, and he replaced this one particular piece. I don't know, it's probably a $100 part. Plus some labor. And he said, it's back up and running. He said, this thing is over 30 years old. It is a beast, and this thing will run forever. And he said, they just don't make them like that anymore. And I thought, boom, planned obsolescence.
Yeah, that's what's actually created the demand for Bath Wizard, is shoddy workmanship planned obsolescence.
So you kind of like that in a kind of a twisted way.
sell more crap. Yeah. The customers step in it and it cracks. The customers pour water on it, which water built the Grand Canyon. It's the biggest solvent on Earth,
yep,
or the most destructive solvent.
And they wear it out. They use harsh cleaners, and then it gets worse, and then they use more harsh cleaners, and the next thing you know, it's completely ruined, and that's when they start calling us.
Just today, we had one of our reps had called in and said they had a customer who's got a 4th of July party coming up, and she's got a big crack in her bathtub, and she's going to put a little Flex Seal on it between now and when we go out there.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Now, I didn't get a chance to look at the pictures. I don't know if it was a really cheap tub or if it was a nice tub done poorly. Either way, it's a bad tub,
yeah.
And it was done only just 5 years ago.
Oh, boy. So she's going to do the Flex Seal, and hopefully that thing doesn't...
For the next few weeks and not use it.
Oh, and not use it. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Well, if she's not using it, then I guess it's all right. So, but again, why not just have it done right the first time? So, and I'm the kind of guy that I will do without, and I will save my pennies, and I will pay for a quality anything, tires, car, my drum set, anything that has been my approach for my entire lifetime, right? So if you're like me and say, look, I want the quality the first time. I don't want to deal with this planned obsolescence stuff. Reach out to Bath Wizard 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. And with that, I was reading more of those Bath Wizard 5-star reviews. There are a ton of those things.
we get so many that we have a couple of full-time people on staff that all they do is recreate them into different graphics.
Yeah,
we're getting reviews left and right, and that's what makes you proud. Kind of like when you're showing your mom your homework, or hey, when you're 5 and you just drew a stick family, put it up on the refrigerator.
Yeah,
that is us at Bath Wizard putting our pictures up on mom's refrigerator. That's what we see on our social media page with our reviews.
You'll see that there's a theme. There's not a lot of outlier compliments. It's usually they liked their salesperson. They liked their installer. They think what we've done is beautiful. They can't wait to use it. They can't wait to show it off to other people.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It's the experience. They like their project manager. Everything was faster than they thought. Usually, I mean, that's our goal. Our goal, we always say we are designing the whole process to earn that 5-star. So when we get it, we expect it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we know all the work that went in to get it. And that's part of the reason why now this concept of franchising has really started to kick off. Other people are like, how are you guys doing this?
That is awesome. So who are you looking for in a franchisee?
Well, that's kind of the reason why we're going to franchising, is because we've hired the wrong people a lot. And we've gotten really good at knowing what doesn't work.
Okay. Well, you know what? When you purchase a franchise, you are avoiding all of those landmines, and you and James have gone through all of the, you've stumbled, you've stubbed your toe, you've hired the wrong person. And now you're going to teach people how not to do that. And their learning curve is going to go boom. It's much faster.
Well, it's the people themselves that might be sitting at home thinking, you know what? I might like to own my own business. That's the kind of person that makes the perfect employee. So we either expand that way or we expand by joining forces with other people that have exceptional personalities and exceptional hearts and want to see the project through. So it's really just partnering with exceptional people.
I think two common things have come through in some of the applications. When we get a chance, we'll walk into different rooms and we listen to people who are doing some of the initial interviews with people. And one of the common notes is that people are wanting to be their own boss. And another one is they're looking for something that they enjoy doing. So people who like working with others, working with their hands, they might have a brother or a dad that they like to work with. That suddenly kind of sets it up. We're like, oh, that's a good team. You know, someone who might be a couple person operation. That's exactly who we're looking for.
And I think that business outlook of, I want to do things the right way. I don't want to take shortcuts. I don't want to install cheap stuff because I have to look at that guy the next time at the kid's next baseball game. Mm-hmm. And I have to sit next to his dad. And I don't want his dad looking at me like, wow, you sold me, you know, a really crummy shower or whatever it is. So people who are quality-minded, and they want to do the right thing. They want to own their own business, be their own boss, and actually handle a product and a service that something that you can really be proud of.
The old saying, they want to be in business, but not be on their own in business.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's really what it's exceptional. We're looking for exceptional people that want to do good for the world at its core, as corny as that sounds.
No, it's I don't think it's corny at all. So, again, if this is resonating with you, just Bath Wizard, they have figured this out. They have this down to a well-oiled machine. 5-star reviews everywhere, all over the place. They're just flooding in. And they will teach you. They will train you. They will back you up with corporate advertising, corporate support. And this will be a phenomenal opportunity. Reach out today, right away, 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. And Chris and James, thanks so much for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
It's been a pleasure, Steve. Thanks.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so shifting gears here a little bit. This past week, earlier in the week, I spoke with a really nice guy, and he shared something that's really, frankly, a common story with me. And I hear this all the time, and I always warn folks about this. If you're out looking around for a senior care community and you're out talking to a lot of people, and you're going to find a big mess out there. So he said he's been trying to do his homework so that he can find a place for his dad. And his dad lives in another state. And so he's trying to get his dad back home to where he and his wife and his kids. So it would be the dad's son, daughter-in-law, and grandkids. Okay, so he's trying to get his dad back home so that he can be close to him. And this man is a very intelligent man. He's a highly educated man. And so he's a smart guy. But even he is confused during this daunting search and selection process. And he said he has heard so much conflicting information. He said, I just don't know what to believe. And how many times have I warned folks about that? He said, I don't know which way to go. I don't know who to listen to. I've spent so much time, and here we are. I kind of feel stuck. So he heard about Senior Care Consulting from a friend, and he reached out the next morning. And after we visited on the phone just for a short period of time, he had several questions. And I always, offer a free consultation. We chat over the phone, and after a little bit, he goes, Steve, you're hired. When can you start? So it is a mess out there. And then I did circle back and I asked him, and he said, I've been in and out of all these places, and they all have a different story, and they're all very convicted about their story. I mean, they believe it. Oh, no, I mean, this is how it is. Or no, this is what you must do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he said, He said, I think I understand all of it, but it's all conflicting, and I just have no idea about all of this stuff. So anyway, he also asked about the Medicaid program, I did cover some information last week on the division of assets. Now, that doesn't apply to his dad. His dad is single, so it would be a single spend down. We wouldn't need that division of assets. But I do discuss the Medicaid program qualifications and how you would qualify, what you need to spend down, what it pays for, all of those sort of things. And so he asked specifically about how that worked, and then asked about any state-to-state differences. And he said, I would imagine, you know, one state could be wildly different than another state. And actually, from what I've seen, working with folks in several different states, they're all pretty similar. So just as a general overview, Medicaid is a federal program, so it's federal money, but it is passed down through the states. So each state would handle their Medicaid dollars, and then they would also have some potentially just minor differences, okay, slight differences. Now, some of those small differences could make a huge difference to a particular individual or family, just depending on your exact situation. But, you know, when I gave him a couple of examples, I said, so, for example, I mean, we're broadcasting here in the Kansas City area. We're sitting right on a state line. So I'll just give you a real quick example, very common to encounter this in the KC area. But in Kansas, you have to spend down your liquid assets to $2,000. And once you hit that number, first of all, you're almost out of money. Okay. But second of all, click, you qualify. $2,000. In the state of Missouri, it's $5,000. So it is a difference, but guess what? It's still not much money. So all of the different states that I've seen, the spend down is pretty similar, maybe some slight differences. Sometimes you have some assets, some of these liquid assets that are exempt. So, and I don't want to get too far out in the weeds here, and I do want to have an elder law attorney back on the program, and I'll let them explain it better than I can. But I will say, like, so, for example, in the state of Kansas, the community spouse, that's the spouse living independently at home, if they have any IRAs or 401ks, that is exempt. So let me say that again. If the community spouse has an IRA or 401k that they own in their name, that is an exempt liquid asset. And then the rest of the liquid assets, joint accounts, et cetera, would be divided into half. So, and in Missouri, that is not exempt. So they have to take all of the liquid assets and split them in half. So, for example, I worked with a really nice lady. This has been a while back. She lived on the Missouri side, and she said, Steve, I'm no spring chicken, but I worked my tail off at the Sprint Corporation and accumulated $300,000 through my 401k. And I know that because I had educated her on all of this stuff, she said, I know that if I place my husband just across the state line in Kansas, that my $300,000 401k is off the table. And then we're splitting $40,000. So dividing that, his spend down is $20,000 now. She said, I'm no spring chicken, but I'm driving to Kansas to hold on to my $300,000. That's really important to me and my ability to remain independent at home and pay my bills. So I went through and I explained some of these different Medicaid rules and regulations, but again, they're all fairly similar. And then we talked about Medicaid and what happens if an individual is out of money and you need care at that long-term care or that nursing home level. Then what you're going to have to find is a long-term care community that's Medicaid certified. And then we need to go one step further. When you are admitted to any senior care community, there must be a what's called a payment source or a payor source. Whether you're writing a check or whether that's from long-term care insurance or from Medicare paying for skilled nursing and rehab or Medicaid. So in this situation, if someone's coming in and they've outlived their assets and they're below that $5,000 or $2,000 or whatever the number is in your state, they qualify for Medicaid. But you haven't applied for it yet. It's kind of a catch-22. Well, so how's the place supposed to admit you into their community and start providing care for you if you do not have a payor source? Because you are not yet approved by the Medicaid program. So technically, your payor source is called Medicaid pending. And that's a, like I said, a little bit of a catch-22. So then you would have to go to that next step and say, okay, I need a long-term care community, Medicaid certified, that is willing to accept a new resident in a Medicaid pending status. So what happens is this long-term care community is really gambling. They're making a bet, and they're betting that your application will become approved. Okay, and so everything looks great. It's been submitted. It's just going to take 45 to 60 days. If they're behind a little bit, it might take 90 days, maybe up to 3 months. So then what happens is the person would start paying what's called the patient liability. That's what technically is what it's called. It's their income minus what they get to keep, a couple of bucks a day, minus the cost of their Medicare premiums, whatever's left over, it's their contribution towards the cost of care. And then the Medicaid program pays the community the difference up to the allowable. So after the break, I'm going to continue that thought and tell you exactly about this Medicare pending situation. A lot of people need to know this information so that you choose the right senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so back to that Medicaid pending situation. So again, you're entering a long-term care community. You've outlived your assets. And then you come in with a payor source of Medicaid pending. So Medicaid's not approved your application yet. And so the community that you just moved into, they are taking a risk because they are banking on your application becoming approved. And they're hoping that there aren't any glitches or any issues there. So out of your income, right off the top, in the state of Kansas, you get to keep $62 a month. Don't spend it all in one place. In the state of Missouri, you get to keep $50. Oh, boy. And again, all of those numbers throughout all the states, they're very similar. It's enough to get a Diet Coke and a Snickers bar once in a while, or pay for a pizza for lunch or something, you know, just a little tiny bit of spending money. You pay for your Medicare premiums, your Part B, maybe a Part G, maybe a Part D. That could be a couple hundred, $250 a month, maybe $300 a month. It just depends on what you have. Whatever's left over, whatever is left out of your income after keeping a little bit of money and paying your Medicare premiums, whatever that number is, it could be $200, it could be $2,000, whatever it is, goes to the long-term care community, as I call it, a copay, because that's what it is. The state would call it the patient liability, but I call it a copay because that's what it is. So that's the individual's ability to contribute towards their cost of care. And then Medicaid would pay the community the difference up to the Medicaid allowable. So let me just talk about that just for a second. You might charge $280 a day for a shared room in a long-term care community, but the Medicaid allowable might be $230 a day. So the nursing home would write off the difference. In that example, it's $50 a day. They write it off. It's not collectible. And they agreed to accept the $230 as payment in full. So that's how that works. So what would happen in a Medicaid pending scenario is the person would move in, start receiving care. They would pay that copay starting on day one, right, every month. And let's say it takes 3 months, for example. That would be kind of a long time. Let's say everybody's on vacation and they're a little bit behind in this processing. So it takes 3 months. Then the application is approved. And then what happens then is it's approved retroactively to the application date, which should be the date that this individual moved in to the community and started receiving care. So the nursing home is made whole financially. Now, the catch is they have to carry all that cost for the 3 months of processing time. They have to pay the payroll. They have to pay the insurance. They have to keep the lights on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So most places have some sort of an internal number where they say we can only carry, you know, X number of individuals coming in on a Medicaid pending status. So this could get you in big trouble when you're out talking to places and they're not going to explain it very well. And they're just going to say, no, we can't take you today. And they may not even explain it at all. So this is some of the stuff that this very nice gentleman is trying to work through. And I explained it very clearly to him. And he said, Steve, you're hired. When can you start? So we are working together. I'm honored to serve this gentleman and his father. And just really honored to work with the family, just a great, great family. So if you want to reach out to Senior Care Consulting to see if we might be able to help you or explain some of this stuff, it's 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. You can also visit our new website. It's sparkly, shiny. It smells good. No, I'm just kidding. But it is an awesome website. That's at Senior Care Consulting with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. And if we do work together, here's the process. It's just super easy, super simple, very transparent. We would get together. Someone from Senior Care Consulting would conduct a geriatric care assessment. We have a proprietary geriatric care assessment, 6-page worksheet, where that answers all the questions and it creates a detailed description of exactly what it is that we're looking for on behalf of you and your loved one. Then we research the entire marketplace. We exhaust all options to determine your top options available. And then we would go out to these communities with you and take a tour. And when we're there to meet some good folks, visit with them a little bit. We're going to take a tour. We're going to see everything that we need to see throughout that building, that community. And then Senior Care Consulting, we're going to ask a lot of questions that, frankly, most people would never know to ask. Okay, and it's not some adversarial approach, and it's in no way is it like that. We just have a lot of questions. We want to gather a lot of information on behalf of our clients, and we're in and out of each place in about an hour. So we're finished by 12:30, 12:45, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We're done. And we save our clients dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of time People have reported over all of these years spending 50 to 100 hours going through that search and selection process. Our clients are done in 4 to 5 hours. They're finished. They love it. And then when we're finished up with all of these tours, then we prepare and deliver a report that has all the questions asked, all the information discovered. We calculate exact staffing ratios. We report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspection. And there is now, you have a wealth of objective, data-driven information on the top places meeting your exact needs. And now you can make an informed decision and move forward with total confidence and never look back. No second guessing. Get it right the first time. One and done. If that is resonating with you, reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. Or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!